Sorry to pin on the pillow, Morgan. 1 Corinthians. It's an unusual verse to be preaching on a Wednesday night, but I felt led to go this direction. So, 1 Corinthians 16. Chapter 16. Let's look at verse 13. This was our actually theme verse back in 2013, 10 years ago. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, is that what it said? And verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, Quit ye like men, be strong. Let all things be done with charity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this time, bless the reading of your word. Lord, I pray that we would be challenged as Paul challenges these Christians at Corinth to stand firm, know that we would stand fast in the faith. Thank you, we love you, in Jesus' name, amen. We see again Paul's closing words to this church at Corinth. He gives five various things or five snippets of advice to the council here in Corinth. We won't go through those in verses 5 through 14. He's giving counsel to them. As he gets to the end of this counsel, what he's challenging them to do, he says to them again in verse 13 and 14, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. So much here that could be applied to where we're at today, and could be applied in every generation, but we see as the Lord approaches that the time approaches and the time gets closer, we see a dark world in which needs a lot of light, as we said Sunday night. He says here to watch. Watch. Today we need to watch. Temptations all around us. Temptations are coming. Today we need to watch. We need to stand. We need to stand today. A lot of false teachers today. And it doesn't take, you know, just a little bit of turning the dial on your radio to find a false teacher, or to watch a particular network on TV and find a false preacher and a false teacher. I was talking to a man the other day about a particular teacher here close by who absolutely is, you know, teaching false doctrine and doing so to gain monetary wealth, and he lives at the lake. False teachers. They're all around us. Watch, he says. Watch. Be ready. Stand. A lot of false teachers around. Be a man. Be strong. Trials are going to come. Temptations are going to come. Detours will come. Adversity is going to come. Today, we need to be strong. And then, fourthly, we need love. A love. He says to this church at Corinth, by the way, it's the church, he writes to them, he's correcting them. As he's correcting them, he says, you need to do this, this, and this, and correct these things. And he says, you need to stand fast in the faith. You need to watch. You need to be careful. You need to avoid, these temptations and things. And if as you stand, you need to do so in love. This is an area we really need to strive in as well. That as we stand for the faith, as we stand for truth, as we stand for the Bible, we need to do so in love. In love. The world out there thinks, in general, that Christians hate certain sectors of society, and that's not true. And we should not have that reputation. We should have a reputation that we love them as Christ loved. Amen. Christ loved sinners. Christ had sinners into his home, or went to their homes, and Zacchaeus and many others that we think about as he ate with sinners. He didn't condone what they did, but he loved them. He showed that love to them by healing them, by feeding them, and so forth. And so we can show that same love as we deal with this world in which we live in. There is a military flavor to the passage as we think about this watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. It's a military flavor, and as there is in a lot of Paul's writings, as he uses that many times as an analogy. We as Christians in Ephesians chapter 6 ought to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I love that verse that says, and be able to stand in that evil day. In that evil day. There's going to be some day, something that happens in your life, and it's going to be a big one, and you're going to need to stand in that evil day. And we need to stand every day, but stand. Put on the whole armor of God. And so as we look at this verse, again, it has a, kind of that military flavor, that we are in a battle, that there is a battle taking place. If you can't see that, you're blind. Right. There is absolutely a battle between darkness and light. There's a battle between right and wrong. There's a battle taking place today that's very, very visible. But can I tell you, in your own heart, there's a battle taking place too.
Yep. Amen.
And Paul talked about it in Romans chapter 7, that there was a war within him. One to do right and one to do wrong. And he says, I thank God, and it's God who's able to give us the victory and strengthen us in that battle. But as he says here to this church of Corinth, by the way, which was a very carnal church, he says to them, watch ye, keep awake, be vigilant, keep your eyes open, be alert. We as Christians ought to keep our eyes open. I think many times, if we're not careful, and I have done this from time to time, is I do, every once in a while, just stick my head in the sand because I don't want to hear it anymore. But we ought to be careful about that. We need to be vigilant. We need to watch. We need to be careful. We need to have our eyes open and be alert. That word watch has to do with don't sleep. Don't sleep. I don't know about you, but at 9 o'clock, my eyes get tired. I am telling you, 9 o'clock, something happens. I just start shutting down. And it takes a lot to keep me awake, per se. Now, in driving, that's a little different. If you give me some peanut M&Ms and some Mountain Dew, and I don't drink Mountain Dew normally, but I just know if I'm taking a trip and I'm going to drive all night, you give me a Mountain Dew and some peanut M&Ms, and I'll just sit there and just drive till I die. Yeah. Till that sugar takes over and I fall over. But otherwise, it's 9 o'clock, my eyes get tired. And I'm telling you, in life, we can get tired awful quick, can't we? When I am not exercising as I should, and I take the stairs here in the, and I've told staff, and most of you know that our staff doesn't use the elevator unless you need it. Don't use it, you know. It's one of those things that does wear out. Why use it? Everybody with me? If you need it, use it. We're not going to pick on you. But if you need it, use it. But walking up them stairs, I'm out of shape right now. I'm not exercising as I should. When I walk up those stairs, I am tired when I get to the top. One flight of stairs, and I'm tired. That's sad. That was my dad. For the visitors here, that was my dad saying amen. Right? We get tired, all the things that come into life, and we're not careful. We find ourselves in a position we're not watching as we should. We're not watching as we should. We allow things to creep in. We get our guard down. We let our guard down. You know, we start doing things we shouldn't do, or allowing our kids to do things they shouldn't do, or do I need to go on? Allowing things to creep into our radio or allowing things to creep into our TV that shouldn't be there.
Come on.
I'm just saying we're not careful. We let those things kind of creep in, that darkness. And Paul said, watch ye. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. I'm telling you, the flesh is weak. Don't ever trust it. Watch. Be careful. Mom and dad, watch. Keep an eye out. Be on guard with your kids, with your teenagers. Know what they're doing. Know where they're at. Know what's on their phone. Know what's in their room. Know what they're listening to.
Amen.
By the way, it should be nothing that you're listening to and that you're looking at. Amen?
Right.
You should be the example. But we need to watch. Watch ye. Watch ye. We have in this world, we need to watch. Watch what you do. Not just about what you do or what maybe your family's doing or whatever you're allowing, but also watch about your motives. This is an area we all have to work on, and I know I do, especially in many areas in ministry, that our motives are what they should be. And that is, my motive in serving the Lord is because I love Him. Right. People will disappoint you. People will disappoint. Your pastor will disappoint you from time to time. You know, your Sunday school teacher. That person you look up to, that mentor you look up to, will disappoint you, but the Lord will never disappoint you.
Amen.
Keep your motives right. It's your love for the Lord that you're serving, not a love for people. Be careful. Loving people is a fine motivation, but it's not the best. The best motivation for serving and doing is because you love the Lord.
Amen.
Rely upon Him. He'll never disappoint you.
Amen.
He'll never disappoint you. What am I doing and why am I doing it? What am I doing? You should be involved somewhere in the church. We're coming to a new year. You should be involved. You should be a part of things. Walk Through Bethlehem, amazing event. After we went through that, we had 5 or 6 families that asked for information about the church. Think about the Fall Festival. We had over 60 families ask about information for the church. We've had over 75 family units visit our church in 2023. What a responsibility we have.
Yeah.
To steward the visits and to steward the families that do visit us, to make sure they know that they're saved, to make sure they have received the gospel, to make sure they have an opportunity to hear the gospel and get saved.
Amen.
What am I doing and why am I doing it? What is your motive for teaching the class or helping in master clubs or whatever it may be? Our motives need to be right. Motives. Motives. By the way, motives produce action. The love of Christ constraineth us.
Amen.
Man, the Lord has done so much for us. I think about the number one thing is He saved me. Amen? But then He put me in a position where I could get exposed to the gospel. What if I was born in China?
Yeah.
What if I was born in the Middle East? He said He hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of our habitation.
Right.
He determined when and where we would be born. I'm so thankful I was born in the greatest country on earth. Amen.
Amen.
So thankful I was born into a home where I got an opportunity to be raised in a Christian home.
Amen.
Motives produce action. Keep awake, parents. Keep awake, moms and dads. Christian, keep awake. Watch ye. Don't let down your guard. The devil loves when you do that. I've done it. Haven't you? Don't look at me all sanctimonious like that. We've all let our guard down from time to time. How many of y'all would say there's been times in your life you just wanted to restart?
Yeah, amen.
I'm so thankful I can restart every day.
Every day. Praise the Lord.
Take up thy cross what? Daily. And follow me. Christianity, the relationship we have with Jesus Christ, is a day-to-day relationship.
Amen.
You say, well, it's been a long time. Been a long time, preacher, since I've been faithful to read my Bible and pray and do the things I ought to do. Well, start tomorrow.
Amen.
You don't have to wait till Monday to start a diet.
That's
you can start
right.
Tomorrow. I start every Monday. But you don't have to wait. Start today. Watching. Watching affects our steadfastness. If I'm aware of an assault, I can stand easier. If I'm aware somebody's going to hit me, then I can be ready for the hit.
Right.
It's when I'm not looking. It's when I let my guard down that I can be flattened. Devil loves it again when he gets us in that position. You ever had pushed somebody down when they weren't looking? I've never done that. No, it's fun. It's not only fun, but it's funny. But you can stand a lot better if you're aware that you're about to be pushed. Stand fast in the faith. It's also important where you stand.
Yes.
And what you're standing on. And we need to stand fast in the faith. Faith is as good as the object of your faith.
Right.
If I'm going to jump in the chair, then I need to trust the chair. My faith is simply in the chair.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful my faith is in God.
Hey.
The God of all creation.
Right.
The object of my faith. But that word stand fast in the faith, to be fixed, to be unshaken, to be immovable. Understand that faith and belief are not exactly the same word. They're a little different. Faith is not the body of truths that we believe, but the act of believing them. The act of believing them. It's applying the belief. It's taking what we believe and applying it. I have faith that the chair will hold me. I could jump in the chair. I'm not sure if I even want to do it tonight, but no. No, we'll all die. You had to. Miss James isn't here. She's out of town. I have nobody to patch me up. Faith is acting upon that belief. It's the application. I know Brother Zellner, man, when he first came to our church years ago, man, just see preacher, application, application, application. I'm telling you, we need to understand that we only believe what we act on. We only really believe what we act on. The faith that it takes to act upon what we believe, and what we believe is so important, because when we do act upon it, that faith that we have is faith upon what we believe. Right. So your belief better be firm.
Amen.
What you're putting your faith in better be right. It better be solid. I'm thankful my faith is in the faith.
Amen.
In the faith. Steadfast and is found in our confidence in Jesus Christ and His Word. You can only stand if the ground is solid. And this is the firm foundation,
amen,
right? One year our theme was firm foundation. The Bible is a firm foundation. How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord. Firm foundation. I can stand, I can rest upon the Word of God. It is a rock upon which I can trust. It is the anchor of my soul. It's not faith, again, but the object of our faith that enables us to stand. Sound beliefs lead to right behavior. Sound, healthy beliefs lead to right behavior. I was thinking about, again, the word, the faith. I'm going to have to get some sermons together on this because I was just going through all of them. So the Bible says, stand fast in the faith. That's our scripture this tonight. And that we use the word firm, stand firm in the faith. The Bible also says, continue in the faith. That we as Christians ought to continue in the faith that's been delivered to us, that's been given to us. Amen?
Yeah,
don't give it up.
Right.
Continue in the faith. Be obedient to the faith. Be established in the faith. The Bible says we ought to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. The Bible says preach the faith.
Amen.
Bible says, I like this one, and you know, most of you know where it's found, contend for the faith. Jude. Contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. Don't just stand there. Contend.
Amen.
Contend for the faith. Keep the faith. Again, talks about sound faith. Boldness in the faith. We need that today more than ever.
Amen.
Being bold about what we believe. Being bold about what the Bible says. Being bold about it. Bold in the faith. Striving for the faith. Most of you know that one, Philippians 1:27. Striving for the faith, to live by faith, or live by the faith. And I like this one, unity of the faith. I'm thankful there's unity of the faith.
Amen.
That it unifies us. It unifies believers. It unifies us. Right? It is what unifies us. It is the main thing that unifies us.
Right. That's right.
The faith. The faith. The Bible also says there are some that are weak in the faith, some that have departed from the faith, some that had denied the faith, some who have erred in the faith. I certainly don't want to be in that group. But to stand fast and stand firm in the faith, to continue in the faith. What is the faith? What is the faith? Well, we've described and we defined this many different ways and many different times, but it really does come down to the faith. We come to stand for the faith and fight for the faith. The faith is the gospel. If you boil it all the way down, the faith is the gospel. The faith then, under that, would be the fundamentals of the faith. Because without them, you can't have the gospel. We think about, again, the virgin birth, the verbal inspiration of the Scripture, the vicarious death of Jesus Christ, the victorious resurrection, and the visible return. I thank Dr. Barber for that outline. It's easy to remember. The fundamentals. We think about, again, the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We think about the three institutions that God instituted, the family. Understand that God instituted the family. The faith. God instituted government.
Right.
I know I've repeated this a couple of times, but we had a missionary write a letter one time. This has been years ago. And he talked about the evils of government and that all governments are of the devil. And you idiot. It is. The Bible makes it clear that God is the one who established the government. He's the one who instituted the government. You got to have government in order to have an orderly society. That's why he instituted it. You have strong families, then you have strong government, and then the third institution is the church. A strong family produces a strong country that produces a strong church. We need to stand for the faith.
Amen.
Those three institutions are under attack today like crazy.
Yes, sir.
They don't want the American family. That's what it used to be called. The American family, traditional family.
Amen.
Here last year when we tried to advertise on Facebook, Steel Church Sunday, which we're going to have here in a few weeks, we advertised traditional family and Facebook knocked us off. They wouldn't let us put to advertise traditional family. We had to go back and put biblical family. But the word traditional family, they knocked us off Facebook for it. You don't think that the family's not under attack. It is.
Right.
They want the family unit to be done away with.
That's right.
They don't want mom and dad and kids, you know, mom and dad for a lifetime. They don't want those things. They don't want the biblical family. They don't want what God instituted. They want, some of them, there's a group of them that would desire chaos. It's crazy, isn't it? I like the word moronic because it's biblical. We got a bunch of morons. The biblical family standing, by the way, it's biblical. I wasn't being mean. I'm fixing to talk about love in a moment. And I didn't cross a line because I used a biblical word. We need to stand fast in the faith.
Amen.
I know who I'm preaching to tonight. You're the core group. Let's have some visitors here tonight. We thank you for being here. But listen, you're the ones that are going to stand.
Amen.
We're the ones that need to watch. We're the ones who need to be careful. To stand fast in the faith, stand for the faith, the gospel, the fundamentals, the institutions which God gave to us in order that we might have a society that's happy and,
right,
and fun and joyful to live in, biblical values, biblical morality, standing for the faith. Stand for the faith, amen? Stand for the faith. How do we do that? He says, quit ye like men. That word quit there means to perform or act. And I told you this back in 2013, but I do like this one. It means act like a man. Of course, now today I had to define that.
Right. Come on.
If you think of John Wayne.
Come on. Come on, preach it now.
Act like a man. By the way, not his personal life. That's a whole other thing. But act like a man. Act like a man. By the way, applications to women as well, of course. Stand. Don't give in. Don't be deterred. Don't bend. Don't bow. Stand. Quit ye like men. Really what this is getting at is don't be like a kid. Don't be children. Be an adult. Be an adult. I sent some pictures to my youngest son earlier before church tonight. I actually took a picture of my insurance statement. Let's testify. Insurance has gone sky high, hasn't it? I took a picture of it. I sent it to him. what, because he was thinking about buying a house and all those things. I said, here's what our house insurance costs. Here's what your truck costs. And he pays his own insurance. Here's what your truck costs. By the way, your kids ought to pay for their stuff. We've always practiced them paying half. Now, he's an adult now, so he pays all of it. But when he was in our house and teenager, he paid half. But here's his truck. Here's my, I just put my old truck on liability only, Brother Jantz. Taking the risk. $40. Nailed it. 2007 Duramax, $40 a month. I'll take that all day long. But it's amazing, isn't it? Here's this insurance. Adulting. Here we are. And I put in there adulting. This is what I'm doing. I'm adulting. Listen, we need to adult. That's what it's saying. Don't be a kid. Be an adult. Be an adult. Watch. Be careful. Be strong. How are we to be strong? How are we to do that? And of course, being strong as a Christian means dependence upon Jesus. Being strong as a Christian means dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Being strong as a Christian means that when I am weak, He is. When I am weak, then am I strong. It's dependent upon the grace of God. I can't stand in the day. I can't stand in this evil day. Right. I've got to have the grace of God in order to stand.
Yes, sir.
I can't do it. That's what Paul was saying in Romans 7. He said, I can't do it, but I thank God who can. And then verse 8, chapter 8 of Romans is all about the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit is there to give us that and enable us.
Right,
give us the power we need to live and to stand in this day.
Amen.
Allow the divine strength of the Lord to filter into your life and to cover you and to make you, the Bible says, more than conquerors through Him that loved you. He loves you tonight. He wants to see you succeed. He wants to see you to stand. But He is the one, you're going to have to depend upon Him. And then verse 14, it's like he says, okay, do this, 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 and this. But be careful and do that in love. Let all your things be done with charity. And by the way, the King James Version gets this word right. A lot of the new versions, most of the new versions, I think maybe all of them almost, turn that word charity into love. Charity, it's not the same word in the Greek. It's charity. It's love in action. Love in action.
Amen.
It's one thing to say you love somebody. It's another thing to show it. Now, you ought to verbalize it, but you also ought to absolutely back that up with some action. And so Paul's saying here, listen, that we, as we do these things, we ought to do all of these things with charity. In other words, showing our love to them, showing our love to others, showing that love of Christ to others. See, the church of Corinth was splintered. It was split. It was contentious. And Paul's saying to them, hey, there's unity in standing for the faith.
Amen.
And when you stand for the faith, you better do so in love. Do so in love. Love, charity, love in action. Do for others. Look out for others. Care for others. Be kind to others. Love others. Show it. Love them. By the way, 1 John 1:7, which was my theme verse when I was a youth pastor many, 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 many moons ago. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another. If our fellowship with God is right and our love for Him is right and we're in right relationship with Him, then our relationship with our fellow man will be right.
Yep.
The best advice I can give you in your marriage is make sure that your relationship with God is right.
Amen.
And if your relationship with God is right, then on your end, your marriage relationship will be right. Now, you can't control their end of it, but your end will be right. We ought to love our fellow man. They ought to see that in us. They ought to see that we do love them. We ought to show that we love them. In other words, as we stand for the faith, there needs to be some balance there. That we as Christians ought to be gentle and loving and kind. We need to be careful, yes, to stand for the faith, but preach the truth in love. I don't know how much good it does to picket certain areas and do certain things with signs. I understand if you had signs that said, be careful, you know, be careful what you put on the sign that you're picketing with. But when you put on a picketing sign, awful things as a Christian,
right,
what good is that doing? Hello?
Yeah.
We see that today in some Christians and church circles. I'm not saying we shouldn't picket and we shouldn't stand out in front of an abortion clinic and raise a sign or two, but maybe on the sign we should say, you know, just quote the love of Jesus or quote the love of, be careful, be careful. We can contend without being contentious, right? We can disagree without being disagreeable. We need to be teaching and preaching the truth in love. And I know that line sometimes is very hard, and because the Bible also says to contend for the faith. In other words, you want to contend for the faith, but pray that God would help you in your tone. I love Brother Weatherby. That man, it's amazing. I've seen him deal with people and deal with situations. And as I see Brother Weatherby, who was the pastor of Victory Baptist Church in Weatherford for years and years, he'll be preaching our stewardship conference this year. As I've seen him deal with people, it's amazing how his tone, his tone is always very kind and loving. Because it does matter. It does matter. May we as Christians love one another, and may we be kind one to another, but also understand that we ought to love others who do not look like us, be kind to others who do not look like us, be gracious to those who do not look like us, stand for the faith, but do so in charity. Amen? I need to be reminded of that sometimes. I've told you, as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little grouchy. Sometimes it comes out, and I have to be careful. We need to be careful that we preach the truth in love. Watch ye. Be alert. The enemy roams about seeking who may devour. He hates you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your marriage. Wants to destroy your kids. Wants to destroy your grandkids. He wants to ruin your job. He wants to do everything he can to destroy your life. Watch ye. Don't let down your guard for a moment. Amen. Stand ye. Quit ye like men. Be an adult. Be an adult. Adulting is hard. When your insurance is, you know, you're like, man, adulting's hard. But we must stand. Stand. Stand fast, stand firm in the faith, understanding that we're on solid ground. We're on solid ground.
Amen.
Ground that doesn't shift.
Amen.
I'm glad I serve a God who never changes, amen, never shifts. We have a firm foundation. A firm foundation.
Amen.
A solid footing. And we can stand on. We can fight for the faith. We can contend for the faith. That we can be an adult, but do so again in love. Love is a much better motivator than fear. Than fear.
Yeah.
Be careful. As you are a parent and you're dealing with little bitty ones, the way you deal with them, usually, there's a lot of fear going on. But as your child, everybody get that one? Your children ought to, there ought to be a little bit of fear there. But as your child grows and is able to understand and comprehend and you're able to develop that relationship with them, the motivation changes, ought to change,
right,
ought to change from fear to love. You say, how do you do that, preacher? I pray. Seek the Lord's face. Because there's always going to be that element of fear, and there should be a little bit of that fear, that godly fear, as you as a dad with your kids or you as a mom with your kids. But boy, love all ought to prevail.
Amen.
And people will do a lot more and your kids will do a lot more motivated by love than they will fear.
Yep.
Fear. Show charity to others. Show charity. Love them. Be kind to them. Because it's a greater motivator than fear. Man, my Bible says I'm supposed to love my enemies. That's what Jesus said. You can't do that without the grace of God.
Right.
Understanding that you cannot stand if you're dependent upon yourself. You have to get to the place where you depend upon God. When I'm weak, then am I strong. My dependence is on Him. Lay it at His feet. Christian, I know, again, Wednesday night, stand firm, stand fast in the faith. Contend for the faith. Continue in the faith. Be obedient to the faith. What a wonderful thing it is to be a child of God.
Amen.
To know that you know that you know that when you die, heaven is your home. I'm so thankful for that joy that I have that's given to me by the Lord, that I can live out my day and know that if I lay my head down at night and go to sleep and I die, that heaven will be my home. Wake up in the morning knowing that I'm saved.
Amen.
Every day is a new day. Maybe we've reminded that. Stand firm in the faith. Let's all stand. And we'll sing a verse of invitation, hymn 351, "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go." Heavenly Father, I do pray tonight that as we enter the new year, God, that You would help us, strengthen us, empower us, give us that grace we need in this hour to stand fast in the faith. Lord, help us to be dependent upon You. Help us to rely on You as we ought to. And God, so many times it's hard, many times to balance contending and loving. Lord, may Your Holy Spirit give us where that line is. And Lord, may we ask for wisdom of where that line is. And God, may we be motivated by love. We thank You. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen. Wherever